And now on StormLakeRadio.com, joined by Ridgeview girls basketball coach Brian Bodie. And Brian, a lot of players back from a season ago. So how do you like your chances to maintain the level of play you've enjoyed the last couple of seasons?
Yeah, we do have a nice group of senior leadership there. Those seniors have been with me now. This is their fourth year. We'll really need those and lean on those girls to be big for us. It's really a balanced throwing attack. We'll have to replace those three seniors we lost last year. And then the biggest key right now is just trying to find some depth to add those four seniors. And then with Hannah Blackmore and Kinsey Wenschel, as well as our junior class there, I think that'll be kind of the points we really emphasize in trying to find depth this year.
Yeah, I saw a 7 on your quick stats roster. I'm not sure if that is the number, but as you said, depth a little bit of a concern?
Early on it will be. We'll definitely be young off the bench. That's what, again, going back, we're going to lean on that senior leadership there. Big between those four, and just really need those girls to step up. And it's balanced scoring, but we're going to need a little bit more out of them this year as well.
Yeah, you graduated Beth Pickink, your leading scorer, but the next few after her returned. So do you feel good about your offensive capabilities with those you do have back?
Yeah, I really do. I think Kinsey Dutler has done a nice job for us, and she's going to continue to do a nice job there of really facilitating our offense. Kara Richards is going to move out to a wing position more likely this year. And then Kenzie Wenschel and Kennedy Mason will be down low for us and really control the post game for us. Emerson Ellis, that's going to be nice to have her back coming off that injury last year. And then Hannah Blackmore being able to rotate in there. Anya Kissenmacher, a sophomore, will be able to rotate in there. And then hopefully some of those other freshman girls can get in there and just going to give us some more depth there.
Well, defense has been a strength for you in the past, and I'm sure will continue to be.
Yeah, I think so. Those girls have focused on that as a point of emphasis over the last 3 years of continuing to play good defense and allowing that to be able to play offense in transition by getting those tips and turnovers. Hopefully we'll be able to mix it up a little bit more than we have in the past, just be playing able to play man and zone. But we're definitely going to rely on getting some full court pressure and causing teams to speed up and force them into turnovers and then allow us to get that in offense transition game.
Well, defense especially looked good in your Jamboree matchup against St. Mary's. Your thoughts?
We played well. Definitely room for improvement. I think the one area defensively, we got to really clean up the boards and be able to rebound better than we did tonight and not give teams second chance, especially in our conference. You know, we give teams those second, third chance opportunities. Many teams don't miss the second, third time. So that's one there we got to clean up and just continue to communicate between our defenders and if we're in man or zone, locate shooters and close out that way. So definitely room to grow, but I thought tonight was a good starting point.
Any more keys to the season, things you've especially talked about with the girls?
I really think if we want to have a strong post presence, we've got to be able to be a better perimeter shooting team. And tonight was a nice sight to see that we weren't afraid to shoot the ball outside, and we made a good percentage of those outside shots. And that just makes defenses spread out more against us, have to cover the floor, and it opens up those driving lanes, and now we can drive and kick and dish and again, attack that post down low.
Western Valley Conference, you figure to be high up in the standings, I'm sure. West Monona and also Westwood figure to be strong, and Kingsley Pearson still has some weapons returning too.
Yeah, I think definitely those three teams. Woodbury Central is going to be strong again as well. I think they return probably the most out of anybody in our conference, as along with West Monona. So those are definitely going to be some top teams to go against in our conference, as well as Kingsley. You know, they've been very good the last couple of years, and they we'll strive on that tradition that they've had the last couple of years, and those girls will continue to build. But again, it's going to be one of those things where you come to play every night, and you're going to have a chance as long as you believe when you go into the game.
Well, you'll start playing for keeps this coming Tuesday, November 20th, as you'll be hosting Whiting, Ridgeview Girls Basketball, and Brian Bodie, head coach. Thank you, Brian. Always appreciate it. Look forward to seeing you soon.
We appreciate the coverage, too. Thanks a lot.